Ken, and Joseph both took the road less traveled in pivotal moments in history, and their faithfulness and devotion has left a significant impact on the world. In Joseph of Arimathea, Ken reimagines the story of Jesus' death and resurrection from a perspective that is far different from the perspectives we often hear. Ken's thoughtful and wise words shine a light on people of the small print, those who do behind-the-scenes work faithfully because they desire to honor God's faithfulness to them. In these insightful and relatable descriptions of Joseph, Ken shows us that people of the small print have an important role in the story of Jesus, and they have an important place in the kingdom. Joseph's obedience and devotion led him to be a key part of the resurrection story, the greatest and most meaningful story of all time. His character and courage led him to the opportunity to be a part of this incredible and world-changing moment in time. Being a disciple is not about the fame or praise. Being a follower of Jesus should never be about that. It's about the honor of getting to be part of the redemption story. It's about a person who lifts up the one who is worthy of praise, just as Joseph did, just as Ken does. This book is for anyone who has felt unsure of their place in the kingdom, anyone discouraged by the mundanity of everyday life, for anyone who has doubted or questioned their calling, for anyone who relates to the identifier of secret disciple. We all, like Joseph and Ken, have opportunities in our daily lives to remember the role that we play in the redemption story, to seek truth and act boldly in light of what we find. Preface. Working as an investment banker in London is a never-ending ride of ups and downs. Long hours and flexible travel schedules make you a permanent passenger with no certainty where or when the day will end. With the responsibilities of providing financial forecasts, leading diverse teams, and analyzing data, the high-stress environment takes its toll. One evening, 20 years ago, after a long week and deep contemplation about whether or not I was in the right line of work, I left my office earlier than usual to hear one of the leading prophetic voices in America speaking at one of the largest conference centers in London. I must confess, I was dipping in and out of his message. The challenges and complexities of the day's events were still hovering in the shadows of my mind as I tried to focus on the sermon, when I suddenly heard my name. Ken. As I squinted into the spotlight that shone directly in front of me, I realized I was being called out. I rose up from my seat, shocked that a man I had never met before was calling out my name from the stage in front of thousands of people. He cleared his voice, looked directly at me, and said something that resonated with me profoundly and emboldened me to stay in finance and to be a witness in my workplace. But then he added an afterthought, a kind of postscript that has stuck with me for more than 2 decades. Ken, the Lord has brought you to a place where, like Joseph of Arimathea, you are going to be used to present the Lord's resurrected body to those around you, so take heart from that. I must admit, in the moment, it meant very little. I wrote the word down, nodded, and smiled politely. In fact, his comments suggesting I resembled Joseph of Arimathea remained for decades a forgotten, random addendum. Joseph of Arimathea appears in the small print of the biblical narrative, a footnote, a postscript to the great salvation story. I knew about Old Testament Joseph, the prime minister of Egypt. I had often studied the highs and lows of his life's journey and tried to apply his life lessons to my own life. And Joseph, the husband of Mary, came to mind at least annually at Christmas. But Joseph of Arimathea? With the exception of a few verses in each gospel, Joseph disappears off the pages of Scripture just as quickly as he arrives. He was merely a bit player in the dramatic story of Good Friday and almost seems dispensable to the biblical narrative. Who was this man who is mentioned in only 16 verses in all 4 of the Gospels? And why?